by far the largest amount of water used in the world is used for agriculture, with an increasing population, increasing need for food. It is not surprising that agriculture takes an important part of the water resources that are available. Where and when water becomes rare, we absolutely need to make efforts in improving the efficiency or the productivity of that water. That means producing more with less water.
If I would ask you to compare two regions of the world, Asia, where you have frequent floods, and Africa, where you have frequent water scarcity, where do you place the average? How would you compare the constraints?
I would avoid talking about averages just because the world is so diverse and we have to adapt to local problems. As you said very clearly, there are places in the world where there is too much water. There are other places in the world where we are in situation of droughts or water scarcity. And therefore, it's important that we adapt our responses or efforts or investments to the local situations.
And concretely, today in 2007, what can FAO bring, or what should be your appeal today?
Our appeal would be that everywhere and at every level, we understand the importance of a better management of water. That means using less water in places where it's lacking. That means reducing pollution over water resources. That means also, in some cases, bringing water to populations who don't even have it for their basic household needs. So, again, here the response is very diverse from one place to the other.
And it has a cost.
It always has a cost, but as in many cases in agriculture, the costs are hidden. And people who have the chance to enjoy good and balanced food need to know that a lot of water was needed to produce that food. And therefore, the cost has to be supported by the community as a whole.
Thank you, Jean-Marc.